Pay only.
Happy holidays, everyone. Spoil all your loved ones for less at TK Maxx with big brand gifts literally everyone will love. From the big Prezi to stocking fillers and everything in between. Get the whole list for up to 60% less than the RRP. Big gifts, small prices. In-store and online now at TK Maxx.
Make morning simples with 25% off coffee and pastries at Cafe Nero when you take out the qualifying product to compare the market.
Nero, oh, oh,
in the coffee
and a cinnamon swirl.
Man, I feel like a Nero.
App only, one membership per year, two codes per day, 25% off barista-made drinks and pastries. Exclusions and T's and C's apply.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. If you're just waking up, this is today's top story.
It is now clear that we've achieved the most incredible political thing. Look what happened. Is this crazy?
Donald Trump has declared victory in the U.S. presidential election. Counting is still underway, though it seems almost certain he'll be back in the White House because of the states he's done well in. Pennsylvania, for example, carries the highest number of electoral college votes, taking him four short of the 270 needed. These Trump supporters in Philadelphia are celebrating.
He's going to be transformational for our country and for everybody in the world.
What am I feeling? Fantastic. Everything's great.
We're ecstatic. All of our hard work is paying off.
Our chief reporter, James Gault, is in Wisconsin for us, which also looks likely to be declared for the Republicans. He says not everyone he's met there are Trump fans, though.
I have spoken to people who say they hate Donald Trump. It's not usually for political policies, though, but more about his language and the events in his colourful personal life. But then again, his supporters see him as the only option, the only one that, in his own words, can make America great again. For a lot of his supporters, it's about the economy, immigration, but also foreign policy. They believe that Trump can end wars.
Republicans are also forecast to take control of the Senate. In other news this morning, fireworks have been thrown at riot police during bonfire night disorder in several parts of Edinburgh and Glasgow, but police said they've been responding to fewer incidents than last year. There were reports of disorder in Manchester last night too. Millions of households in England and Wales will struggle to pay their water bills when they go up. That's according to the Consumer Council for Water, which says one in five already find it hard to stay on top of payments. A highly pathogenic strain of bird flu has been detected at a farm in Yorkshire. The H5N5 strain was confirmed in commercial poultry at a site near Hornsey. And the man who's about to take over Manchester United has overseen a thrashing of their rivals Manchester City. Ruben Amorim's Sporting side beat them 4-1 in the Champions League last night. Another cloudy day with some drizzle in places, especially in the west. Sunny spells as well, highs of around 15 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Charles Nove
on Magic Classical.
Good morning. A quotation for the day. Director Mike Nichols, born this day in 1931. The only safe thing is to take a chance.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
We'll be right back.
the Czech Philharmonic. Charles Mikeras conducting Dvořák Slavonic Dance number 8. At 7 minutes past 8 on Wednesday, the 6th of November, and not the 6th of January, as I managed to declare it earlier on. I don't know. I was having a moment. 6th of November, and you're very welcome to Magic Classical Breakfast. Live and direct from Magic Classical East Midlands, under cloudy and slightly misty skies at the moment. Hope the world's in satisfactory form for you. Morning, Rog in South Leicestershire, who's singing the praises of De Montfort Hall, which is a very fine venue here in Leicestershire, and one we visit quite often. Been trying to forge a link, says Rog, between classical music and this, but failed miserably, other than to say they also play classical music at De Montfort Hall. Anyway, we went to see the Australian Pink Floyd last night. I'd heard that they were reported to be exceptional, but never quite expected that. Close your eyes, and it was Waters, Gilmore and Mason. Anyway, back to Beethoven, Iannaudi et al. Have a great day, says Rog in South Leicestershire. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed. Glad your socks were suitably knocked off. And, yeah, they do play classical music there as well. And to prove the point, I've got tickets to go to a concert celebrating 100 years of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue at the De Montfort Hall on the 1st of December. So looking forward to that. Anyway, back to here and now. And we have, question of the day, Mark II, coming up as we get closer to 8:30. And right now, some Schumann. This is something he wrote in 1849 for clarinet and piano. His Fantasy Stuka. And this is Fantasy Stuka number 1 with clarinet Frank Russo and pianist Lorian Cornell. Thank you. Very elegant, isn't it? Fantasy Stücke number 1 by Robert Schumann on Magic Classical. After 10 this morning, assuming she hasn't tripped over her own socks or fallen into a vat of soup or whatever, the slightly disaster-prone but wonderfully charming Penny Smith will be here to take care of business after 10 this morning. Before we get that far, well, a quick preview of what we have coming up after 9...
Magic Classical presents Screen Time.
Delights and others of a screen-related nature coming up in this morning's Screen Time mix after 9 o'clock. Now, the brilliant songwriter Billy Joel and the wonderful vocals of the King's Singers come together. She's Always a Woman.
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes. She can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe you. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Oh, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. Oh, she takes care of herself. She can wait if she wants. She's ahead of her time. And she never gives in. She just changes her mind. And she'll promise you more than the Garden of Eden. Then she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But she'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me. Suddenly cruel. She can do what she pleases. She's nobody's fool. And she can be convicted. She's earned her degree. And the most she will do is blow shadows at you. But she's always a woman to me.
Such a genius songwriter, Billy Joel. Absolutely fantastic. She's Always a Woman, the King's Singers treatment of it. Don't forget, Darren Reddick has our request show on a Sunday evening, 7 o'clock. And if you have a request for Darren to sort out for you, email classicalrequests@magic.co.uk and he'll be glad to help. classicalrequests@magic.co.uk. 6th of November today, so we've remembered the 5th of November, and therefore fireworks are all over, aren't they? No, they're not, because people have things left in boxes, and people go, oh, look, let's just do this, yeah. So fireworks still going whiz-bang in many parts, and it's all great fun to watch, but not fun for dogs in particular, and pets generally. Research shows that staying calm and distracting a dog with music can help improve behaviour when fireworks are all around, which is why Dogs Trust and Magic Classical have created a feel-good playlist to create a calming atmosphere, especially in the face of fireworks. So stay home, play it at a comfortable volume, and you can create a cosy space for your dog. You can find the special feel-good playlist on the Rayo app, which is full of good things. If you haven't downloaded it yet, then if you go to wherever you find your apps, search for Rayo, that is R-A-Y-O, and right now you can get started. Rayo, in the appropriate app store for your device. Heading for Question of the Day Mark 2 pretty soon. Romeo and Juliet on the way next.
This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Ang Harrod, who had a stroke earlier this year.
The ongoing issues that I have is that I get fatigued quite a lot and quite easy, so I have to kind of manage my daily activities around sort of triggers in how I'm going to feel. My right leg doesn't work 100% properly, so I have to use a walking aid about just for balance and things. I also have like a little machine on my leg that sends electric shocks to help me drop my foot in the correct position.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real-life stories.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
You'd pick up bread, but instead you picked up Fred, your grandson, again. And now your daughter is calling because he missed football. That's the fourth time this month. You can wave his future career goodbye. If you don't do it for you, do it for your wife and little Freddy.
You could have better hearing in as little as a week. Book a free test today at bootshearingcare.com. Boots, with you, for life. T's and C's apply, subject to availability.
You know that guy I've been seeing?
Yeah.
Turns out my sister's been seeing him too.
Oh, really?
And I heard he's been seeing Kelly at number 56. And Dave.
Your brother?
Yep.
Specsavers opticians and audiologists own their stores, so your care is their business, which can make them rather popular.
I've got something to tell you. I've got half an hour with him this afternoon.
Specsavers. Your care is our business.
This Christmas at Morrison's, pay less with your more card on festive favourites like mince pies, winter warmer mulled wine and much more. You can save across your whole shop.
Morrison's, to shop at Morrison's.
Majority of stores and online, more card or wrap required. Excludes Morrison's daily selected products. Mince pie 6-pack, 125 without card, 145. Mulled wine, 75 centilitres, 250 without, 3.99. Please drink responsibly.
Say hello to Rayo, the way to listen to Magic Classical.
It's time to get the ball rolling on another Terry's chocolate flavour.
Ooh, I've always wondered what a chocolate orange would taste like without the orange.
Mm. A Terry's chocolatey chocolate?
Or a Terry's orangeless orange?
Ooh, a chocolate orange without the orange is one of life's great mysteries. I suppose it would taste like,
milk chocolate.
Oh, that's ballsy. New Terry's Chocolate Milk Ball. Deliciously unsquare.
No
North Yorkshire, there's been an accident in Knaresborough on the Borough Bridge Road, and it is blocking the A6055 in the centre, just off the A59 High Street, where it's also backed up. The M606 West Yorkshire, away from Bradford, a lane closure before the M62 at Chainbar, where there's a breakdown. Staffordshire, recovering that broken down lorry from the M6 South, just before Wolverhampton at Junction 10. There are still long delays on the M4 near Llandarcy, even though they've moved on the broken down lorry. It's heavy going from Port Talbot towards Swansea, 42 to Junction 44. There's more on our website.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Orchestra of the Royal Opera House, Montagues and Capulets from Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. Well, time for question of the day, Mark 2. Mark 1, the answer was that all the words could be used as nouns and verbs. Question of the day, Mark 2. Further wordage. The Sage of Magic Town has a technical problem. Only one. Only the top row of letters on his computer keyboard is working. The QWERTY row. What's the longest English language word he can create using only those letters? Okay, Sage of Magic Town has a problem. Only the top row of letters on his computer keyboard is working. The row starting with Q. What's the longest English language word he can create using only those letters? As ever, all suggestions welcome. No answer too daft. All prizes imaginary. By text, it's 61054, starting your message with the word classical. By email, charles@magic.co.uk. While we consider, here's Mike Batt's piano version of Bright Eyes. Mike Pat playing his own Bright Eyes. 8:31, headlines this morning. Donald Trump has declared victory in the US presidential election. Counting is still underway, though it seems almost certain he'll be back in the White House because of the influential states in which he's done well. Pennsylvania, for example, which carries the highest number of electoral college votes, and last count I saw took him 4 short of the 270 needed. In a speech in the last half hour, Mr. Trump has promised he will heal America. 6 people have been taken to hospital after a suspected hit and run in Manchester. Police say a vehicle was driven into pedestrians in Openshaw last night. A man's been arrested. Two in five households in England and Wales claim they'd struggle to afford proposed increases to water bills. The Consumer Council for Water says nearly 20% are already finding it hard to stay on top of payments. And fireworks have been thrown at riot police during bonfire night disorder in several parts of Edinburgh and Glasgow. The police say they've responded to fewer major incidents than last year. There were reports of disorder in Manchester last night as well. Weather, lots of cloud, mist and fog to start with, brightening up later with some sunny spells for the north and west. Tonight a cloudy south, a clearer north. Then tomorrow it's turning a bit windier, starting cloudy, the west and north getting some sunshine again. Question of the day, Mark 2 today. The Sage of Magic Town has a problem. Only the top row of letters on his computer keyboard is working. So the row starting with Q. What's the longest English language word he can create using only those letters? Well, this is one way to keep him quiet, I suppose. Only the top row of letters working. What's the longest English language word he can make? 61054, the text number, starting your message with the word classical, by email charles@magic.co.uk. Sort it out before nine. And now here's a little something from this summer. Seems in so many ways a long time ago now. This came out at the height of summer from The 16, conducted by Harry Christophers, Paternoster. Ad Nostra, performed by The 16, conducted by Harry Christophers. Morning, Kate, in Bromsgrove. I suspect that performance from The 16 probably hasn't helped your condition. That poor old Kate lost a much-loved pet yesterday. Doberman Luther departed at the age of 10.5 years. And after the playing of Bright Eyes, sitting at my desk sobbing, says Kate. With a Zoom meeting lined up at 9, the camera may have to be off. Yes, perhaps the camera could develop a fault, do you think, strategically? I don't know what's wrong with it. Just a thumb over the lens. Or maybe you've got one of those laptops that's got a little slidey thing you can actually physically cover the lens. Whatever. I think, yes, nobody needs to see your smudged eyes. Camera off, for sure. Sending you thoughts of comfort, though, and good wishes, Kate. We'll have something from Mozart very soon, and before 9, sorting out Question of the Day, Mark 2. After 9, of course, it's Screen Time.
English mustard. I must admit, I do, often. That yellow hue, that fiery kick. So bold, so lickable. Such hot stuff. Oh, I just want to be smothered in it. Then again, I am a sausage. Coleman's English Mustard. Hot and English since 1814. Try it today on me.
Ah, the unassuming office coffee machine. It's where you go to get a brew. It's a pick-me-up for some. A place to catch up for others. And a gateway to steal all your business data for hackers. You see, hackers can strike from anywhere. Even a smart coffee machine. BT Cybersecurity keeps your business protected. Search BT's Got Your Back to find out more. BT means business.
I vowed I'd never do it. I lied. I'm Vanessa Feltz. And you might think you already know all there is to know about me. But you don't know the half of it. So I've written a book about my life. Vanessa Bears All. Sets the record straight on everything. From sparring with Madonna on the big breakfast bed to being shockingly single at 60. Vanessa Bears All. Frank, funny and fearless. Is out now in hardback, ebook and audiobook. Read by me.
Cathay Pacific has been crowned the world's best economy class airline. And we'll be the first to admit we did make the awards judges very comfortable. Yes, they were provided ample food and drink. And sure, they were given advanced access to the latest film releases. We may have also offered them hot towels. Because this Skytrax airline award was voted for by passengers like you. Cathay Pacific. Move beyond.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power.
Households who shift weekday peak usage by 40% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage caps. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
Get Virgin Media lightning-fast M125 broadband on the provider-awarded best broadband experience. That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS network award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
At Vision Express, I step out feeling confident.
Pay monthly with the Vision Express Eye Care Plan. Until 30th of November 2024, save 25% on glasses, which means you get two pairs from just £5.40 a month. Plus, a free advanced eye test, including an OCT 3D scan, breakage and loss protection, and more. Vision Express. Express your vision. 2-year interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender, representing Adaro Optics Limited, authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Thank you.
Well, good morning to you and you and you. We'll be slotting on our hairy toes on the next show, doing a spot of door knocking and splashing on the scent of the 70s. Haven't got a clue? Tune in from 10 with me, Penny Smith, and find out and have a go at my daily quiz or catch up anytime on the Rayo app.
Played by Schumann, played by Kian Sultani, cello with Camerata Salzburg. 10 to 9, let's resolve question of the day, Mark 2. The Sage of Magic Town, with his problematic keyboard, only the top row of the letters on his computer keyboard is working. What's the longest English language word he can create with the available letters? Morning, assuming the letters can be used more than once, says Ian in Crewe, could the word be repertoire? Oh, possible. Rick is somewhere in Abingdon. Somewhere. You're not lost, are you? Or stuck in some Oxfordshire traffic calming scheme? Just checking. I don't know if it's the longest, but appropriately, typewriter is one long word possible, says Rick. Any advance? Audrey in Loughborough says, I slept through the first question, but I'm awake and dressed for this one. Well done. I think it's a plant called rupture wort. And no rupture can be made, but I think this must have been a quiz question once because as soon as I made rupture, the wort jumped into my head. On the other hand, I may just have made it up. No, you haven't. I've checked. And I must say, I had no idea there was such a thing as rupture wort, but there is. Bizarre world of botany. Cool. Very brilliant suggestion. Robert and Sue in Northamptonshire having a lie-in, looking at the damp garden. Glad we don't have to go out yet. We think repertoire. Is that any good? Sounds good to me. Just before I go into hiding for the next 4.5 years, says Richard of Red House, let's get the typewriter out and leave a message that may be found by future generations. Going into hiding seems an extreme response, but I think I understand. Christine and Philip say after some time staring at the top row of the keyboard, the longest one we come up with is reporter, eight letters, or property. Lots of seven-letter words. We suspect there may be some others. We liked Susie Dent's word of the day today, recrudescence, which is defined as the return of something terrible after a time of reprieve, but not available on top line only. Your name will also go on the list. You be careful. There's the countdown classic of Wipeout, says Liz. My first thought was Pouter, six letters, then Poutier, seven, but not sure if that's a word. Triptych with a Y, says John in Kirriemuir. And Alistair says, I'm sitting at my typewriter at the moment, using my typewriter to compose this message in answer to the query. Now I just need to find my fax machine to send you the answer. Or will I just resort to the typewriter? Alistair from a stubbornly dreich Loggerby. Very good. And morning, Tracy, from the Magic Cornwall contingent. Typewriter is what's on the sheet of power here, with 10 letters. But, yes, special award for Enterprise to Audrey with the rupture wort. Probably growing in a garden near you. Questions of the day resume tomorrow, usual times. Now, this is some music by Patrick Doyle, with Thomas Gould violin playing Chateau Ferguson. Patrick Doyle named that in honour of the lady who taught him piano when he was a wee boy. Her name was Edith Ferguson, and her house where he went for the lessons was referred to as Chateau Ferguson. Magic Classical, news update coming up for 9 o'clock, and then the 1980s become the 1950s at the start of Screen Time.
Magic Classical, the home of Penny Smith, here every weekday morning from 10 and working with the Stroke Association.
Join me every day for the Penny for Your Thoughts brain teaser, the quiz of the day, and the Magic Classical listener in residence is going to share some of their favourite tunes across the working week. Also, I chat to some of the biggest names in the world of arts and entertainment.
Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association, providing support for all stroke survivors for as long as it takes. Learn more at magic.co.uk.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power.
Households to shift weekday peak usage by 40% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage caps. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
If you're a contractor or agency worker, you might use an umbrella company. Keep in mind that some umbrella companies break the tax rules. This could mean you're involved in tax avoidance and might end up with an unexpected tax bill. Don't get caught out. Learn to spot the signs, such as an umbrella company promising you higher take-home pay. And if you need help leaving a tax avoidance scheme, contact HMRC. Search Don't Get Caught Out on gov.uk.
Imagine the varifocal lens of the future, personalised to you, engineered with artificial intelligence and powered by your visual behaviour. Experience instantly sharp vision in motion with Varilux XR Pro lenses from Essilor. Find your local optician at essilor.com and ask for Varilux XR Pro.
Here at Magic, we're already getting the sparkle and glitter ready. And this year, Morrisons are celebrating all you amazing Christmas hosts. Here's Angelica Bell.
I am a huge fan of Christmas and I love hosting for friends and family. The night before, I prep all the food and then I'm up early on Christmas Day. But it's all totally worth it and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Find all the festive food and expert advice you need to be a top host on Market Street at Morrisons. And over at magic.co.uk, you can win a £200 Morrisons e-gift card and food hamper to help you host the best Christmas yet. There's more reasons to shop at Morrisons.
Love shouldn't be rushed. It deserves time to explore each other, to trace each curve and to feel the thrill of every single detail. So take it slow. Let go of expectation and give in to the possibility of electric driving. With me, the all-electric Cupra Born, you have 100 days to fall in love. And if you don't, you can simply return me. No pressure. Cupra Born, love me or leave me. Visit cupra.co.uk.
Born stock orders placed after October 17th, 2024. Retail customers 18 plus. Subject to availability and deductions. Terms, conditions and exclusions apply.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour.
We're going to help our country heal. We're going to help our country heal. We have a country that needs help, and it needs help very badly. We're going to fix our borders. We're going to fix everything about our country.
It now seems almost certain Donald Trump will be the next U.S. president.
Many people have told me that God spared my life for a reason. And that reason was to save our country and to restore America to greatness.
The Republican candidates claim victory over his Democrat rival Kamala Harris as he picked up some of the key battleground states, which are vital in determining the overall result. Professor Murray Leith's from the University of the West of Scotland. He's an expert in US politics.
Well, Donald Trump has done it again. He's become only the second person in history to win two non-consecutive back-to-back presidencies. And this is unprecedented for the United States in these times.
World leaders have started congratulating Mr. Trump, including Sir Keir Starmer and the French and Ukrainian presidents. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called it history's greatest comeback. In other news this morning, six people have been taken to hospital after being hit by a car in Manchester. A man's been arrested, including on suspicion of